So, John Mark Dugan here. I am in an Azov recruiting area slash training area slash sleeping area. So some kind of headquarters at some point. And it's very interesting. Behind me, you see like a little Azov motivational poster here. And just all sorts of stuff. Glory to Ukraine. Which, bullets. And, you know, the interesting thing about this Azov is, you know, look. Here's a t-shirt here with the rising sun on it. So, remember the dude in Buffalo? He was all into that stuff. Well, it is what it is. So,
but what do they say in the U.S.? I mean, earlier, before 2018.
Okay, say that again.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking that in the U.S., everyone was open about Azov being a Nazi and training kids, whatever, people to fight, Russia, whoever. So I've seen Vice documentaries, I've seen CNN. I mean, it was all over in 14, 15, 16, maybe 17. But after that, right now, obviously, we don't see any of this. Why?
Well, right now, the Azov Battalion are protecting the Biden family. They're protecting what he and his kids have done here in Ukraine. What all these corrupt American politicians and their families, like the Romney family, all these other corrupt American politicians that have been sending money to Ukraine to have it laundered and kicked back to their families. Yeah. These neo-Nazis, these fascists, they are protecting the Joe Biden administration. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Рисовали, ну вот рисовали, посмотрите, что рисовали. И это тоже немного, ну как бы, впечатляет.
It's interesting, yeah? Now, look at this. All their shoes that they abandoned. It says, glory to Ukraine. Bunch of bullets down here. So it was one of their barracks room. And the level of spent shell casings. Now that's a fine bitch right there.
What is board? 5.56.
Huh, no shit.
Even lighter.
Look at this, you can buy Hornady ammo here. Sir?
Russian tablet. iPhone 4.